Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. We have not yet heard the Pittsburgh Symphony in this broadcast. We've been listening to the Talus Scholars, whose music from the Renaissance inspired Anton Bruckner, the devout Austrian composer. Next, it's the Romantic Symphony in E-flat major, number 4 by Bruckner. He is often considered a composer of primarily sacred music and was inspired, as we've already heard, by Renaissance and Baroque music. His fourth symphony, though, is a bit different. Manfred Honeck told me why this music has become one of Bruckner's most famous.
Bruckner's fourth symphony, an absolutely romantic symphony with very little of sacred elements in it. There's some chorale in the first movement, but you can also compare it with Lohengrin's World. The second movement is a love song. That's, by the way, Bruckner himself called it. A young boy is knocking on the window, is not letting in. The third movement is a hunting music. In the fourth movement, you hear all. You hear a weather, you have a bad weather, clouds are coming on, and you hear a dance, you hear Hungarian music, Czech polka, and you hear a march, everything what we later on love so much in Gustav Mahler's music is already presented by Bruckner. So I think it is therefore one of the most popular music by Bruckner because it brings so much elements of the nature.
Manfred Honeck will conduct the version of Bruckner's Symphony No. 4, completed between 1878 and 1880, with editing by Leopold Novak. This was almost 20 years after Bruckner published the choral music you heard earlier. The date of the Vienna premiere was February 20th, 1881. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 4 in E-flat major, Romantic, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You heard Manfred Honeck conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 4 in E-flat major, Romantic. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra's performance of Anton Bruckner's Symphony No. 4 has been recorded for a compact disc on the Reference label. Former music director William Steinberg also recorded the Bruckner Fourth in an early stereo recording. It was binaural stereo for the Capitol label. Earlier in this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, you heard the Talus Scholars, directed by their founder, Peter Phillips, in three motets for chorus by Tomas Luis de Victoria, two motets by Anton Bruckner, and Gregorio Allegri's Miserere. I'm Jim Cunningham. It is my fervent wish and prayer that you will return again for another concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet radio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. The radio guide comes along with the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. Send a note to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Don't forget to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Carnegie Mellon University's Adrian Lotto helped out with script writing. This program was made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.